page.
I honestly don't know what could be, I mean, as we get into steps of it, and, you know, with public hearing and such, well, and there's definitely things that you will have to do, like we have to determine a hearing, oh, I'm blanking out the word for the person who's in charge of the, and the, then that person, and we're thinking that might be one Barbara Walker, has to come up with a report of the hearing, and Kristen, in her effort to help us, sent me over an example of one of the a hearing officer report, and it's like, I don't know, 60 pages or some unbelievable thing. Anyway, so we said, oh yeah, Barbara could do this.
Yeah, right.
So yes, there will be points of the process that we will be knocking on your doors to assist. But right now, I mean, as far as this...
Hopefully not the night before.
No, definitely not. I mean, that's part of what has helped me relax a little bit about it, because we need to do it in a way that we can have time to do each step and not be frantically putting together meetings or things where we don't can't really do it right. So we're going to try not to have anything be short notice and rushed like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, at this point is the scheduled time for public comment, if there is any. Going once.
Is there any public left?
Yeah. Going twice. Gone. Okay. Actually, you know, that is kind of too bad, because, you know, we really do need to have people come and participate and let us know things. So
I have a thought. What if we had a time for public comment? It could be time limited, so it wouldn't take up, you know, the whole time. I could see the potential for problems there. But at the very beginning, after call to order and introductions, have an option for...
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
That might bring some issues that ought to be dealt with that meeting instead of...
They can go around, everybody can introduce themselves and go right to public comments and then go into the heart.
Sure, we could do that. We'll need to, you know, we certainly would need to put a time frame on it. And if there are things that we're going to be dealing with later on, we may, you know, need to say that about some of the things if they, you know, if there's things like that. But,
right.
But we can certainly do that.
That might help.
People could make a 5-minute presentation if you need to. Take it up under new business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a good idea.
Instead of trying to deal with it, just let them present for 5 minutes.
The only thing
would
is...
Well, we've tended to say that, you know, comments need to be like 3 minutes or less, if possible. That's, you know, that was kind of what we hoped for and what we would probably say if we did have that kind of a time. We wouldn't be having anybody, you know, do a lengthy thing. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Bob, were you trying to say something?
Well, I was just trying to suggest maybe at the beginning and at the end. You know, so if somebody really had something pressing issue that they wanted to bring to the board and time runs out at the beginning, they still could wait until the end to get their comments in.
Because sometimes these board meetings can last longer than people might hope, and
people come late sometimes, so forth.
Yes.
And another issue to keep in mind is that there are some people who maybe want to make a comment, but more than a comment, they want to bring an issue and discussion, and they don't have to wait for public comments. They can contact the board and ask them to put it in the agenda.
Yes, it's a good thing to remind people.
Yes, it is, because we do that on kind of an ongoing basis, but we do need to keep doing that, because people, you know, I do want people to know that we're open to that kind of thing, and that when possible, we would like to be able to put it on the agenda. We would like to be able to have some idea of something coming up, so that if we need to research it or something like that, we have the opportunity to do that. Okay, so that's something that we can begin to do at our next meeting. I think it's consensus, so
could just put it in the
we'll
notice of the board meeting, too, up on the internet or something. Give them a little mm-hmm. explanation of
sure
how we want issues presented.
Yeah, I think it would be nice on the commissioner's webpage of the website to have something written, you know, maybe by one of you who that talks about this and what our general procedure is and how we really do want the public to bring issues. And you can do it at the time of the meeting, but you can also contact any of the commissioners ahead mm-hmm. of time and, you know, just kind of explain how that works. And maybe that would help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Okay, at this point we'll move on to the new business. The executive director's evaluation time is upon us, and we need to make decisions about the time frame. My understanding of the evaluation thing that we agreed to was to use the 5 points that were in our letter last year, but there are 4 steps that we need to take care of, and one of them had to do with having something signed off on at the beginning of the cycle. I'm assuming that means once there is an evaluation rather than that we already blew it. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Do you have more understanding of that?
Could you say again how you were...
Well, there's a thing that's supposed to be at the beginning of the process, at the beginning of the cycle, I think it refers to it as, that is supposed to be signed off on, but I think that means once you have done one mm-hmm. for the first time.
Right.
I hope.
The only thing that I know, and I really don't know if it's different for somebody not covered under... you know, where it's just I answer to the board and not the state law. But we do, our normal procedure is to have an evaluation that is completed by the self-evaluation by the person and the evaluation by the supervisor, and then that signed by both and discussed. And actually we haven't been very diligent with that either, and we're looking at evaluation process. It's really a 360 degree evaluation of staff that state personnel uses, and where the employee can pull in a consumer, you know, a customer and another provider and a peer as well as the supervisor, and not just at the supervisor. I really like that approach, and several of our administrators have looked at it and liked it, but we haven't gotten far enough along to really implement that. But so that's all I know is when we do, you know, when the supervisor does do their evaluation, then it goes to the person has the opportunity to read it, then the two get together and discuss it and sign it. I'm not sure if that's the same.
Well, the way that the procedure looks to me is that there's the initial review of duties and expectations, which is to be signed at the beginning of the cycle. Now we talked about what those were basically from the beginning, but we didn't sign off on anything. And the appointing authority's signature is supposed to be there, and the agency head's signature. And then the...
Oh, that's true. So you did the letter to me that was the evaluation, and you signed it. So in effect, that did that part,
so,
but I never
yeah, but
signed
we,
it.
Yeah, we didn't,
that's right.
didn't actually do the other half of that.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, the thing that we need to do now is to... do the end of this cycle and the beginning of the next one. And I think what it wants us to do is to kind of like what you were talking about, to have, you know, to set up a time, a date where you have the form that has the things on it and have a chance to put down what you think you've done and how you think you've done it, and that we do the same. And then we come together and we, you know, we talk about it, and then we determine the decision. And I believe that we are, you know, that process is supposed to happen within 30 days of the end of the year, which we're fast approaching because July 1 is the renewal date. So we need to do something in June. That's what we need to do. So I don't know, since this is new territory, how do you commissioners want to have us do this? Silence is not golden in this case.
We're awake.
Everybody's
brain. Well, I think maybe one aspect is we should talk privately, maybe a conference call or something, with some staff members, is my thought. I mean, you know, from our standpoint, I mean, Pearl's always best behavior and seems really A-okay to me, but maybe there's, you know, some mechanism for if there's, because I suppose if the people under her have problems, I mean, we're the ones that need to hear about it. And and so I think there needs to be some mechanism for them to talk to us. And I don't know what the best way to do that is, but I think that's necessary. And maybe through this email mechanism that we alert the staff that if you have, I mean, this will all be confidential, that if you have issues that you need to notify us in X amount of days, and we can follow up on it.
Maybe,
or maybe we don't even...
For positive comments, too.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, it well, we know all the positives,
okay.
And maybe it doesn't even have to be done. Maybe it should be, now that the email, maybe it should be an ongoing thing. You know, not, I mean, since we're just doing it part of the valuation, I mean, we didn't have a mechanism for them to talk to us, or we didn't ask for input, is that this should just be a ongoing thing.
Now, I think, doesn't everyone on the staff have email?
Yes, they do.
I wonder if it would be possible to, you know, to send out an email to all staff from the commission board saying, we are in the process of evaluating the executive director. If you have input, please contact us by such and such a date. Would that work? Or is that...
Madam Chairman?
Mm-hmm.
If this is going to go through Kelly's email, I think you want to really check and see if, not that Kelly would have a problem, but if, I think if it could come directly to each of you and not go through any support person, it would be
better. I hadn't thought about it. I guess when I was saying that, I hadn't thought about that going through the system that through the board thing.
Okay.
I was thinking really actually in terms of, you know, people could email
That's
us directly or
earlier,
or me directly,
so
or whatever.
I've got
so
a thought is that you could write the message, and I would think it would be good to have those five, you know, so they know the same, they're talking with the same verbiage that you're asking in and that you're looking at. You compose that message and send it to Jan, and then from Jan's computer, she can forward it to all staff, and, you know, then, see, whatever, I was going to, and have your five, let's see, or if it was that it, the reply would go back to Jan, might be, and then she could then forward to the five. If it's a reply to all, then it goes to all the staff, too, and that's not what we would want.
But couldn't, how about if, in order to make your response, contact...
You could put their emails at the beginning of it, and they would need to then send their replies to those five.
To the commissioners.
Right.
That it needs to go to the commissioners.
Yeah, so that it wouldn't come back through Jan either.
That's right.
It would come back directly.
Email addresses are.
Uh-huh.
Does anyone have a problem with that?
No.
No, that's fine, then.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like Pearl's comment about, we don't want it just to be a bitch comment, you know, if they got positive.
Well, all I said was feedback.
Yeah.
I didn't say positive, negative, I didn't, I just said feedback.
Well,
so.
I mean, if you assume if things are going good, they're going good, but if there's a problem, then that's...
They're going to...
That's when, you know, if they don't have any...
You're going to hear from them.
Yeah, we need to, somebody needs, they need to have some outlet to... And certainly we want good stuff, too, and we...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to me, it just needs to be like a one or two-sentence thing and, you know, just to get feedback. Okay, so that...
I think we do that by a certain date, then once we've received that...
What is the certain date?
Well, I mean, it's... this probably could go out next week, couldn't it?
It can go out whenever we get the... I really think it needs to be composed by one of you.
Okay.
And so whenever we get it, forwarding it to all staff happens the moment we can get it.
Could you do that, Barbara, this week?
Sure.
And then, so the date Monday is 21st?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So what, give them 2 weeks?
Well, I don't think they need that much.
10
June,
days
June
week.
1st? Mm-hmm. That's a Friday.
If they have comments, they should get it back in just a day or two, I would think.
Yeah.
So reply by June 1st, is that...
That should be
that would
plenty
be,
adequate.
All right.
The thing with email, it goes to everybody at once, but if somebody's on the road and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
so
yeah.
they
yeah.
don't necessarily
that's,
get it.
Yeah, that's
back.
Why I wasn't going to say, you know,
right.
the end of the week. Besides, I'm going to be gone most of this week.
And so am I. So I'll even read it. For...
Okay, so...
Then once we get the responses from them, then we... I guess do our, I mean, do we, are we, is this just going to be comment, or is it going to create some kind of form with boxes to check, most effective, somewhat effective, very, you know?
Oh, our form will, you know, it the thing that we agreed to, remember when we sent that letter to Karen Billings, it did agree to those 5 points being the duties that we would be talking about. And that they would be rated according to exceeds. I'm trying
meets.
To.
Exceeds, meets.
Yeah.
And then
doesn't, or, you know, that kind of thing.
So then I would think that we, after. June 1st, that within a week, 10 days, that we each come up with our grades, and then maybe we have a conference call and compare notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we average the scores and do that, and then maybe each of us submit comments if we want, or some kind of comments. And then once that's done, then have another conference call with Pearl, or we should be able to do all that in the month of June.
Now, the generating of the form, does that happen at the commission, or do we do that also?
Let's see. When you had it before, did you? Have we had it before, the actual form?
What we had was the letter that gave the points,
right.
And said we would use that standard form that they sent to us, that Mike McCrory sent to us, that has the first duty, and then it has the expectation, quality, quantity, timeliness, and the rating. Exceeded, which means surpassed acceptable performance. Fully met, which means achieved acceptable performance. Partially met, which means achieved most but not all standards. Failed to meet, which is consistent non-achievement of standards. And then comments for each of those duties.
Okay, so I have that in general on disk, and we could insert the 5 specifics. So I could work with Jan on that.
Okay, so that if that could be sent to everybody, then when we did our conference call and compared, we would be using the exact same form, which I think is what we need to do.
Okay.
And in that case,
so,
I take back a little bit. The minute you get it, we can send it, because if Barbara does it tomorrow and we have it Monday morning, I'm not sure with the feds coming in. We will get to it as quickly as we can, but it won't be as simple as forwarding Barbara's message.
Yeah, and I don't know.
So, but we'll get right on it, and hopefully it shouldn't be too difficult. If I can, I think I know where the disk is. It has the personnel's format. And
well, I have all of that information. I just, I've not made an actual form thing.
Well,
so
the way
I
work,
I
would
do that.
For her, if you want to do that.
Pardon me?
I could work on the formatting with Barbara if we need to do that.
That'd be great. Is that acceptable?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
If you'll send it in a Word document, then.
Yeah, we received it in that form.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, that's the same thing I
okay, then
still
work
have.
With that, because what I have is not. It's some other
isn't it?
Crazy thing.
Or did I created it as in a text file out of something?
Yeah, I'll bet you did then. So so let's forget the disk I have and you two. Okay, great, thank you.
And the 5 points for, you know, refreshing people's memories are believing that it is respectable to be blind, listening and responding to concerns from staff and consumers alike, identifying priorities and seeing them through, negotiating creatively to hire quality staff and fund exemplary service delivery, and dreaming progressive steps toward true equality for the blind. So those are the things that we are evaluating. And when do we want to set the date to?
I'd say 10 days after the goes out to the staff. That we put that as a limit, and then a week from that point, we get together at some point after 1 week and have our evaluations done and compare notes.
Well, we're a public entity. We need to be deciding when we are going to do these things. We need to
set dates.
Well,
as long as it's from a date certain. I mean, we don't know what dates the thing's going to go out to the staff.
Well,
so
let's make a decision about when it can go out to staff. So let's just look at it here.
By this Friday?
If, let's see. Jan, do you think that's doable? That it'll you'd be able to complete that by this Friday and out to staff? Barbara, she's sort of nodding.
Now,
I wanted to ask both Barbara.
Okay, now the thing that's going out to staff, as I understand it, is the 1 or 2 sentence thing that says, please give us feedback.
No, I thought you were talking about that 1 or 2 sentences followed by the form. That's what I
thought. That was my
understanding.
Okay, okay. So we're also going to be sending the form itself?
Yeah, why not have them rate or this thing, and then,
yeah,
you know, the same
sure
thing, comments, and of course that means we're going to need, we're going to be getting a lot of stuff back, so we're going to need.
Yeah, somebody has to.
Well, how much?
True.
How many staff members are there?
About 50.
I guess my logistical perspective is that we could send out what we are evaluating her on and the 2-sentence thing quickly.
Okay, yeah, that's
I'm going to
true
be gone from Tuesday morning until Friday evening of this week to Washington, D.C. for the National Advisory Group on Collection Building Activity for the National Library Service. So doing the form this week isn't as realistic an idea as doing the one sentence thing and then the evaluation points.
And maybe that's more conducive to getting input anyway, because if, you know, staff are busy too, and if they see the form, they'll either feel like they're supposed to, and they'll try to, you know, do something even, you know.
And possibly even think that we're trying to get them to do our job.
Right.
I mean, we're the ones who are supposed to be evaluating, not the staff. So.
As opposed to letting them know, we value your input. Mm-hmm. We know you see her on a daily basis where we don't. Let us know if you want to make comments, and these are the five things. That would be more likely to get, I would say, you know, the responses that are from the heart and not thinking that, oh, this is a job where supposed to fill out this form, or I don't have time to do this whole crazy form. Either extreme, you know, doesn't really get you what you want, and makes it very, the logistics of evaluating what would come in. Boy, if we had 50
forms
come in, nobody has the time to go through that. So, excuse me. So, and in that case, we really could get it out right away. And probably would get manageable. I have no idea how many people would reply, but it should be more manageable.
And if there's only BLI and D, there's only five responses. So.
Right.
And I doubt, you know, there'd be tons of comments, but you never know.
Right.
Yeah, so if we get those back by the 1st of June, then when do we want to meet and how?
I think that's, we do a teleconference 10 days later.
10?
Days out.
I'll be in Missouri.
Yeah. You'll be where?
In Missouri, in the Ozarks.
When we be back?
The 10th of June is a Sunday, by the way.
Well, yeah, the 10th. Let's see, we should be back 13th.
That's a Wednesday.
So maybe Thursday, the next day, the 14th?
Yeah, that would be good.
Not for me.
Not for you?
Not for me.
On the 15th. Now, this is the conference call of just you all, right?
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
How about that Sunday night?
Now, as far, I'm just thinking in terms of logistics or, you know, that kind of thing, and also whether you want to be called on your vacation or whatever. Is there a difference in the charge and all that kind of stuff, depending on where people are?
No. It goes by how many people you put on the conference call.
But I'm assuming that you would prefer not to be tied down.
What about
down?
Sunday the 17th? Are you in town, Bill?
How about Friday?
Friday the
15th.
We're invited to a wedding then. This is during the day.
Well, they'll just have to postpone their wedding.
Yeah.
The 14th works good. I don't.
That didn't work for Bill.
Or the 13th, Wednesday the 13th, are you going to be?
Bill has a problem with everything up till Friday, if I understand it correctly.
No.
Oh, okay. Wednesday would be fine. I'm sorry. Okay, so.
How about you, Bob?
Yeah, that's. Dorothy, so the day you get back, that's okay?
Sure.
Because you will then have had to complete the review and the completed your own evaluation.
Right. We're not leaving town until the 7th. And we have to have those back by the 1st, so I guess May.
Yeah.
6 days to review.
Okay. So what was that, Wednesday, the 14th?
The 13th.
13th, yeah.
Okay.
And what time?
What? 7 o'clock in the evening? Or?
I'd go for 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Will someone talk with Maya about this specifically?
So yeah, I can do that.
Okay, great.
Okay, and then after that, we need to do the... you know, get with Pearl and go over the respective outcomes. Now, I don't know if that's something that we
need to schedule.
That we all do, if one of us does that, or if we're just kind of open to figure that out.
Well, I'll be a board of inquiry.
Yeah, I
know. Well, maybe that's something that Barbara just does. We have all the input and all our comments, and you just can go out and talk to her.
Go down the form after that.
I don't, because I don't know if, I can't really tell for sure if that, if we all need to sign off on the thing, or if just one of us does that, or...
Imagine we could empower you.
The chairman's signature would do, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I think Bob's got the ticket that you all should just decide now. I mean, make the...
Yeah, the appointing authority's signature is whatever that means.
The appointed or the appointing?
Appointing.
Authority's signature.
Well, I guess we appoint the directors.
Yeah, see, that's what, that is what
the appointing authority.
We are
so
the appointing authority.
We can empower you to be the... So we can authorize you to sign for the board.
Just as you already have authorized Barbara to sign for approving
the leave and things like that, yeah.
These things have to be set.
Okay, so after we, yeah, boy, no kidding. So after we get that thing done, then Pearl and I would get together and talk about that, and then now... are we, let's see, are we publicly required then to do either reappointing or undoing or whatever by the 30th? Aren't we?
Reappointing?
Do we?
Reappointing?
I think well, evaluation doesn't infer.
That's just a continuation.
Yeah. Yeah. But it seems like...
We signed a year contract with, but we didn't.
Yeah, but we, so what we have done is just that we just continue unless there's a problem. So that's where we are.
She's hired until we unhire her.
Until we unhire her. Okay.
At which point do I give my I'm going to fill out the form too.
Could you get it back by the 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Or okay.
Or do you want it before the? Well, you.
Or before we get together.
Before you see all of those, or at the same time, or does it make any difference?
Doesn't make any difference.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think it matters.
I will do my best to. Be one of the staff who replies by June 1st. I'll make sure I do that.
And now, then at some point then, you know, before the end of June, you and I would then need to sign off on whatever the completed entity becomes.
Okay.
If I understand it right.
Yes, I think that sounds right.
Okay. Is there anything else on that item?
I don't think so.
All right, the next item is the signage for identification of the commission offices.
Okay, the next two could be quick ones.
And telephone thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the one of the points made in putting this as an agenda item was about having the sign with the commission's title on the front of our building. There are city ordinances, and this actually is, we've been working on this, not because it came up for the agenda, but Jan's been working on it all along for a while here. There are city ordinances that prevent, or that limit the number, there can only be one name on a building, or a sign of a building in Lincoln. I may not have it exactly right, but that's basically it. Inside you can have a list, you know, a directory, and the different areas can have as many signs as they want, but on the front there can only be the building name sign. So we've been working on signage, and what I brought you is the ADA compliant a sample that the folks at the state pen come up with. I'm going to pass this sign around. So that you can see it's got raised letters and then the braille below that. And then I guess I'll start on the other side, another one that's for a men's restroom. So I'll give it to Bill. We want to give that to Dorothy first. Do you have the list?
The men's room?
Thanks.
That's neat. That's really neat.
What we're looking at is we would... In the Lincoln office, when you first come in, and on to the right where our reception area is, we'll say Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and under that Lincoln District Offices, and under that Orientation Center. And because when you go in that door to the east, you go to our main offices and Lincoln District. District is spelled wrong. Make sure they catch that in the, it's IRCT, district.
Oh, no.
The Lincoln District Offices and the Orientation Center. You know, you go through that door and down the hall. And above the door, it'll say Suite 100. And so then, if you go to the west for the administrative offices, it'll say Administrative Offices, NCBVI. And then at each, we also have come up with signs on the wall for our different offices, Executive Director, Business Manager, and so on. And then, let's see, and there'll be one saying conference room with an arrow for that little side hallway you go down for a conference room. And I won't list all the other specific ones, but that's basically what we've come up with, and we cannot do one outside, so is that acceptable, or do you have suggestions for us?
That's good.
So will they be actually on walls or on doors themselves, or
what is what has been working
most
with?
Most of them will probably be on the walls. That Suite 100 will be on the door that has the glass end, and the sign itself will be to the right on the wall. And then as you go down the hallway, most of them will be on the walls, because if you have them on the doors and the doors are open, you know, that can cause a problem.
You'd have to step into someone's office to read the sign.
Yeah, to see who's office. We did stay away from any given names, because that changes. And we just put the position, and we got down into the center alongside the computer room. We put communications, I think it was, and alongside the Braille room, where, you know, it's just Braille. And then on Fatosha's door, it will say on the door, Director of Orientation.
Just Director.
Just Director.
We ended up
with,
if I can say, we played with that because since some of our official titles, we hope, will be changed so that people's, you know, if we can get these positions classified at higher levels, they're official positions might change, so we wanted more of the functional, you know, this is the travel class, this is the room for the Braille class, so that's why we put travel, Braille, shop, diabetic alternatives, apartment resource, and communications, and home management. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're working on signage in the other offices as well. Any other questions about that? Can I jump to the telephone waiting thing?
Yeah.
The messages versus music, that is something we've also had checked into some time ago, and I had Jan recently double check with communications. This state communications has, they have one option with the state voicemail, and that is music when you're on hold. That is what all state agencies have. This is what we were told. That is what you get. There is no other option.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that's why it is.
Yeah.
Because with all the agencies, and they start dealing with those different kinds of things, it would be really big.
True. It would be great if we could have some words. But I can't. So that's that. I mean, we don't really have much choice on this.
Okay. So short of trying to convince the whole system that's
got
to do
something
different, then, okay.
And I can see it, well, assign each one. I mean, there are a lot of different offices in that building. You start slapping those up on the side of the building. That's probably why that ordinance came about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next item is the financial participation survey.
This is something that our staff have worked on quite a lot over, I don't even know how many months, have put a lot of work into it, have done research from other states of what they've done, got input from staff, from consumers, and just done a lot of work on, put together a proposal and a proposed some information about it, as well as the actual tool that might be used to basically survey whether someone should participate or not. It was presented to the Rehab Council, who basically voted to defer it to the board for your consideration. I would really recommend that you hold off. I think it's something that you ought to have some substantive conversation about, perhaps read the material. I don't know for sure if this went out ahead of time. Did it? Well, whether it did.
Yes,
not.
We've had the...
Okay.
The main
I guess I feel like, unless you all think we definitely shouldn't even be doing this, I guess if it were like that, that'd be fine. But if there's a need for discussion, I think to do it at the end of this long day is not probably very wise. The whole board isn't here, and I'm certainly not fresh. I don't know about anybody else. So, but that's just my thoughts, and we've got it here if we need to discuss it.
We have until Monday morning.
Until Monday morning? we don't have to be back in Lincoln till.
I'd say we carry it over till the August meeting and put it at the top of the agenda. And
if you do that, I propose too. It just occurred to me, I did prepare a document some time ago that summarized the results of a survey of staff,
yes,
in which the pros and cons, as staff saw the administration of such a policy, and I think that it was quite comprehensive. I think the staff, we had a good response.
Now, did we see that?
I think it was.
It sounds familiar.
Well, the council saw it.
Excuse me?
But I don't think it was ever sent to the...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think the council, I think it was a year ago at the Valentine.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Yes, yeah. You're right.
But I don't think that the commissioner is...
Yeah, if you could just resend that, it's... And we can have that and deal with it in August.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. Because then you can really, we can not make a decision just in a...
Yeah, it deserves a full airing.
Meeting over with. Good. So, Bob, will you take care of forwarding that to...
I'm going on vacation soon, but I will make sure that gets done and bring it back.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, so we know that we have... we have that coming up at the next meeting, and also we have the radio talking book issue. Are we wanting to consider the financials? Participation survey as the kind of the focus area? We haven't yet. Focused on the field operations, or that whatever that's called now, that may be an antiquated
term I use, field services.
We haven't yet done that, and I don't want those folks to think that we don't intend to do that, because we do. That's a very important part of the commission's function.
Yes.
But I'm wondering, do we want to attempt to do both of those things, or are we going to once again be saying, okay, well, we did this, so now we need to put that over to the next one? I don't want us to get in a habit of, postponing things that people may be prepared to do. I don't think that's a good idea. So what do you think? Do we want to look forward again to having the financial participation and the radio talking book thing be in August, and have the field operations in November or whenever the next board meeting is, and already know that so that people can be preparing? Or how do you want to do it? I feel like I'm getting into a monologue here.
Well, I don't necessarily think the financial participant, and the radio talking book thing, I don't think we should, like, give unlimited time to that.
I don't intend for us to.
I think, you know...
That should go pretty quick, I would think.
Half an hour would be plenty. I mean, you could make every point that could be made.